and hopefully having a great time with us here on Dave's Gone By on this rainy, icky, cold Sunday night in February. But we're going to warm things up here with some trivia with a very fun person, and she's actually not just a trivia person. She is the queen of trivia, self-billed. Her name is Jane Flynn, and she's written the best trivia book of presidents, and we welcome her to the neighborhood. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Dave. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
You're very, very welcome. And where are you calling from? You're in Florida, right?
I'm in Vero Beach, Florida, on the Atlantic Ocean.
Make us feel really terrible. How's the weather there?
Oh, it was beautiful today. I was up at the beach, and it was a gorgeous sunny day. A little too cold for the ocean, but I just was up there for a couple hours sipping on a pina colada and having a wonderful time.
I hate you. I hate you already. But I will not let that stand in my way of plugging your book and asking some cool questions about presidents, since we're in the midst of that whole Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday, and so-called President's Day. I thought it might be a fun thing to talk about your book and some of the weird things that people just don't know about presidents.
And a lot of quirky ways about them.
Okay, such as, let's have a couple of your pitches.
First of all, I'd like to say Thomas Jefferson, he invented macaroni and cheese. He founded the Library of Congress, and he set up the Democratic Party. One of his quirky ways was he would welcome visitors in his pajamas in the White House.
Uh-huh. Well, all visitors or just Sally Hemings? I'm just kidding there.
That was his girlfriend.
Do you know how he invented macaroni? Was it an accident? Did he fall into... Was he walking around and fell into a bowl of noodles with some soft cheese and boom?
Actually, he invented quite a few different... he had his own farm where he grew grapes for wine.
Ooh.
He also grew tomatoes. And until he ate a tomato, Americans would not eat a tomato. And then he ate one and said, this is okay. And Americans started eating tomatoes.
So he's indirectly responsible for ketchup. That's so
cool.
Yeah. And also, apparently, there was this one thing where Martha Washington was going one way, he was going the other. They crashed into it. And she was holding, of all things, peanut butter. And he had chocolate. And this amazing thing happened. It just, you know.
Peanut butter cup.
Yeah. No, I kid. Now, let me do this more in like a trivia style, because you were kind enough to send me some questions that I'll ask you, and the audience can take it almost more of a trivia thing.
Okay.
Now, when this president's wife was having a seizure, he would become so embarrassed, he would throw a napkin over her head.
Can you believe it?
Now, I don't know who this is.
That was William McKinley. Ida McKinley, his wife.
He'd
throw a napkin over her head.
Good Lord. Because he was embarrassed by her? He wanted to spare his guests?
He was embarrassed in front of his guests,
And this is the guy who was shot, right?
Yes.
So, no loss there, I guess. What a son of a bee.
I know.
No, I think I know this one. Which president...
He was also... the record for shaking hands at a record 2,500 minutes. Hour. 2,500 per hour he was shaking hands. That was a record.
Well, let's see. How many is that per second? It must... you might have to do, like, what, 3-4 people a second?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
I know.
Whoa. Okay. Now, which president got stuck in the bathtub and had to be pried out with a cane? Was that Garfield?
William Howard Taft.
Taft, of course.
Actually, he gained 90 pounds while in the White House. He hated the White House. He considered it the most loneliest place.
Okay,
it was like a prison to him.
So he was unhappy and he ate. He's like a girl on Weight Watchers. That's amazing.
He was totally depressed. So he got really round.
And then he got stuck in the tub, and so they got, a crane?
That's what they said, a crane. I don't know how they did it, but they pried him out.
If only there were viral video back then.
Cell phones,
just one fireman with a cell phone. And then we would have the best YouTube clip of all time.
It would have been too funny.
This president and his wife detested light switches, and they were always turning them off, even though 11 other family members lived with them. Would that be the Roosevelts or the Madisons, maybe?
Neither. That was Benjamin Harrison, also known as Kid Gloves. He was a centennial president.
Now, was it a phobia, or what was it?
They just both hated it. Actually, electricity was brought into the White House at this time, and he and his wife just both detested, I guess, electricity because they were always shutting them off. And the 11 other family members must have been really just having a rough time, you know?
Just a lot of shins with black and blue marks in their family,
yeah.
I'll tell you that. Which president's wife was addicted... Now, everybody's going to say Betty Ford, but no. Which president's wife was addicted to snuff?
That was Dolly Madison. She liked to spit, chew, and bet.
And what?
Spit,
chew,
and bet.
Bet?
B-E-T, bet.
Oh, you mean she was a gambler?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and she also introduced ice cream to the White House, and her favorite flavor was oyster.
What?
Yeah, if you can believe that.
How do you make oyster ice cream?
I don't know. Well, over in Japan, they have a lot of crazy flavors, like squid and, you know, just crazy flavors with ice cream that you would never even think of.
Okay. No, I know on Thanksgiving, there's a company in America that makes these different sodas. They actually have a turkey soda that we've talked about on the show, which I have never drunk, and if God is with me, I never will. But the idea of squid ice cream.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if you served it in, like, 8 little cones. One, like, long cone. That'd be neat.
The tentacles, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Which president, speaking of food, loved his cucumbers, and this is not a sexual metaphor, it's actual cucumbers, doused in vinegar and strong coffee as a meal, and he was also given a ticket for driving his horse too fast.
Yeah, $20 ticket. This was Ulysses S. Grant.
They were charging $20 back then?
$20 a ticket for riding a horse down Elm Street one fine day in New York.
Okay. Oh, man. I assume he wasn't president when he got the ticket. That may have been before or after, right? Or was it during his term?
I took it as it was during his term.
Good.
He was president during 1869.
Yeah, it just amazes the idea that a president should be expected to obey the law. That's how far we've sunk in this culture. That we just assume the president is going to get away with something like that, or anything.
I know.
Let's see. Which president, this is interesting, which president liked to exercise on a mechanical horse that he kept in his bedroom? And he also liked to have cereal in bed with his head massaged with Vaseline. This is how he would spend his morning.
Yeah, that was Silent Cal, Calvin Coolidge, president during the Roaring Twenties.
Calvin, okay, I can understand even the head massage. That'd be a wonderful way to wake up. But the Vaseline, I can't even begin.
Wasn't that a very quirky...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he had a raccoon that was on that was his pet, and he walked around it on a leash.
Oh, cool!
Yeah.
I guess at least it wasn't a wild chimp. That's a little better than that. See, a raccoon you can kill with a hammer. That's my main thing. If you can have a raccoon on a leash, if it attacks you, it might give you a nasty bite. You might get a little rabid, but you can pull it off and kill it real quick. So raccoon, yes, chimp. No, I think we've established that pretty clearly.
Yes.
Now, this one I know the answer to. Elvis Presley gave which president a handgun as a gift? I'm assuming that's Nixon.
Right.
And
you know...
What?
You know how he paid for his congressional run?
I mean, Nixon. No, how?
Yeah, he won $10,000 in a poker.
That was... Oh, wait a minute. It only took $10,000 to run for Congress back then? That's cool, I guess. Except Nixon, that's how Nixon did it.
Yeah, $10,000, he won at poker, and that's how he paid for his first congressional run.
Somehow it makes a sick sort of sense, and I don't know why. And speaking of Elvis Presley, by the way, what was his thing? He used to eat peanut butter and banana sandwiches. That was one of his things.
That was Clinton.
President Clinton liked banana sandwiches with peanut butter,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I guess that was probably a Southern thing. Yeah.
So did Elvis Presley.
Right, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Is there trivia about George W. Moron that we don't, or that you can tell us? Anything?
George W. Washington?
No, George W.
Who'd you say?
Bush, yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah. George Bush. He liked to ride his bike with his iPod and listen to country music. This was the son.
Oh, yeah, right. The previous president.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. The fact that he knew how to work an iPod, somehow it's the one thing that he, I guess, could have done better than John McCain. Other than anything else. Any other George Bush quirks and stories and whatever? Because that's not so terribly embarrassing.
Except
the country music part, but yeah.
I don't have too many on him.
Or Obama. Do you have anything on, any dirt on, you know,
on
well,
Obama?
Except his resemblance to a, his non-resemblance to a New York Post cartoon. Well, anything on the Big O?
I have about Polk.
Oh, well, Polk is, yeah, okay.
He was diagnosed with gallstones. He had surgery back in 1812, and you know what? What was so terrible about that?
What?
There was nothing to, no anesthetic back then, nothing to ease the pain.
How did they get, so they still had to cut him and go in, or did they go through the
it was a major operation to remove him, and that was, and they did it. I'm sure they gave him whiskey to drink.
Yeah, and then they smashed him over the head with a bottle, and that was what really, really helped. We're talking with Jane Flynn, the author of the best trivia book of presidents. How can people get this cool book?
Actually, I have my own web page. It's www.queenoftrivia.com.
Makes sense.
Or they can go directly to Amazon.com, type in best trivia books, and all my books show up there.
So, Amazon.com, best trivia books, and it's Flynn, if you're also looking for her name, Flinn. There's not a Y in there, it's Flinn. For Jane Flynn. Last question for you, since it is going to be Washington's birthday, you were going to tell us some stuff about Georgie. So, talk to me about George Washington. Tell me some cool, cool, fun things.
Okay. He was making $25,000 in salary, and the vice president was making $5,000 in salary. Well, do you know where 7% of George Washington's salary went to?
Oh, wait, let me think. I wouldn't be a mistress, although probably could have made her very happy because he took out his teeth and could do stuff, but... let me think. Was it towards his vineyard or orchard or winery or something?
It had something to do with it. He actually had this one towards alcohol.
Was he a drunk? Or did he just like
a
wine?
He had the largest distillery at the time on his plantation.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, but does that mean that was his business? It doesn't necessarily mean he was... Or was he? Do you know
he liked his alcohol.
All right. Well, I mean, no, I guess that's not all right. That's pretty terrible. They don't really tell that. They tell the cherry tree story, they tell crossing the Delaware story, and they tell that he was a very good president and wartime guy story. You don't really hear the raving alcoholic Washington story.
No, you don't.
Wow. Where are my teeth? I have them somewhere. Now, that's the kind of way I want to remember the father of our country. Dissipating and dissolute. But remembered nonetheless by Jane Flynn in her book, The Best Trivia Book of Presidents. Jane Flynn, I want to thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Being in the neighborhood. Have a great Washington's birthday.
And thank you for having me on your show.